And this evening we have very special senior experienced speakers here on the conversation of unpacking Baap Samaan. So let us welcome them with one hand. And Sister Aruna is from Kuwait, and she will lead the team, and I hand over to her.
So, yeah, welcome to the subject of unpacking Baap Samaan. Does everybody understand the title, firstly? Unpacking? Unpacking, you have a box, right? And you open and you see, oh, what's inside? So this is what we're going to do, is open up the topic of Baap Samaan and what does it mean to us. And we thought to make it a little conversation, so it's not just question answer. And then maybe at the end, if you have a few questions, we can take them up as well. So I don't know if I've had everybody knows Rajni Ben, right? And Brother Bill. Rajni Ben looks after Spain, Japan and Philippines, and of course travels across the world, but in particular Asian countries. And Brother Bill, also many years, Brother Bill from Spain. And how many years are you with Baba?
50.
So she's 50, right? She's 50 or more than 50? You look very young, Rajni Ben. And Brother Bill, how many years with Baba?
34.
Okay, very good. And so, yeah, we have a lot of, between us, we have a lot of years of experience of practicing Baba's knowledge. So let's see what comes up. There's nothing planned as such. So, yes, Baap Samaan. Maybe just, yeah, have the mics and feel free. So actually let me begin, it's always nice to start with Baba's words. So I'd like to read something from Baba's Murli, Abhyak Murli. And so Baba's saying, the sustenance of all the children is even now taking place through Brahma. This is why you are called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Do you understand the importance of this day of remembrance? So it's an 18th January Murli from 91. Always remain merged in the awareness of all of this. This is known as the experience of becoming equal to the Father. You souls have experienced being equal to the Father, Baap Samaan, but people have taken this word, Samaan, equal, to mean Samaan, to merge. Because in Hindi, Samana is to merge, is to fit in. Like, can you fit this into your suitcase? Can it go into it? Can it merge, right? So we have to become equal, but they understood it as merging with God. You souls do not merge into the Supreme Soul, but you become equal to the Father. All the children have personally sent special remembrance for the day of remembrance. Many have brought love and remembrance as messengers. For each one says, give my special remembrance. Instead of writing a letter of remembrance to each of you individually, Baap Dada is writing to you from his heart. This love from the heart of each one is merged in Baba's eyes and in his heart. It is specially merged now. So just, yeah, to set the theme rolling, firstly, have you had an experience of Baap Samaan? Before we explain it, like, have you had an experience? And if so, what does that look like?
Om Shanti. To me, Baap Samaan, Baap is father, Samaan is equal. To my understanding is that Baba, Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is an ocean, the quality of unlimited. Is ocean. And also Shri Baba is bestower, you know, constantly giving and giving to all kinds of souls in this world. So to me, Bap Saman is to pick up these qualities from Baba, the bestower stage and also unlimited attitude, unlimited heart, very big heart like Baba. And whenever situation comes, anything happens, I do pay attention to these two qualities. So to my experience, it really helps. Like, you know, Baba says, the hair in the butter, you know, smoothly I come out from any kinds of effect or problem or situation. So that stage, to experience that, a mind which is unlimited, not caught up into any limited thinking, and bestower, no matter what, continue to give. That experience I have.
So a mind that is giving constantly, like Baba, and not getting caught up. Does that sound good to you, yeah?
Bestower.
Yeah, bestower, master bestower. Brother Bill?
Regarding experiences, I think Bap Saman is something very unlimited because there are many aspects. Is there sound?
Yes.
Is it? Can you hear me? No.
Yeah, it's not very clear. Maybe hold the mic like this, Bill, like this, straight.
Like
hold
this.
It, no, this way.
Like
yeah.
This.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
Now better, right?
Yeah.
So, for instance, one aspect of Bap Saman is completely, regarding Shiv Baba, completely incorporeal. So I've had, especially in Madhuban, some experiences of really experiencing this deep incorporeal stage. Very powerful. So I think that is an experience of being Bap Saman. But for me, there would be also like two aspects of Bap Saman, because equal to the father, which father? Because there are like two fathers. It is the incorporeal father, Shiv Baba, and Brahma Baba. So there are different aspects of Bap Saman. Some aspects are related with Shiv Baba, some aspects with Brahma Baba, and we can develop all of Bap Dada exactly.
Yeah. Mm.
For instance, today's slogan was about being a humble instrument.
Mm.
So this would be more related with the dharana of Brahma Baba.
Mm.
So that's an aspect of being Bap Saman also.
Mm.
And we can develop more because...
Mm.
I met Brahma Baba once and I was 8 years old, and Baba's stage, even at that time, when he looked at me, he said, you will do world service. And I met Mama also once. I remember being, you know, child, and then getting drishti from Mama.
Mm.
Very powerful vibration. Up till now I have that, you know, strong memory. So that experience being with Baba, that give me this idea that that stage, whether whosoever is coming, Baba gave that experience. And Trikaldarshi stage, that is also Bap Saman. Looking in every soul, what is their fortune in the future? It's not just I sit in meditation, no? Becoming Bap Saman. Really a practical recognizing the soul and giving that aim to the highest aim and the vision to become like Baba. So that Trikaldashi stage I experienced from Baba.
Mm.
So at that time maybe I don't know what Baba is talking,
mm.
but Baba could see, no, with Trikaldashi stage, the soul and the future of the soul very clearly.
Mm.
You know? So Brahma Baba's that stage is Bap Saman.
Just go back to Mama. Like you probably saw her in her last stages. Like, did you feel she was like Bap Saman?
Yes, Mama's vibrations. Mama's vibration, I felt Bap Saman. As soon as we enter the hall, we are not in this world. We are transported into another dimension. You know, so it is the experience of this purity, pure vibration, powerful vibration of Baba, and holding those vibration of Baba and giving us that experience. So that also is Bap Saman. But I must say, the day when Mama leave body, my mother was here in Madhuban. She said, we did not know today is the day she is leaving. But after lunch, she gave grapes to all of us and drishti to all of us. She said that we did not even feel any vibration today she is leaving us. My mother told me that when she was in Madhuban, Pandav Bhavan, the day she is leaving, no worry, no fear, no vibration. She said, we catch anything from Mama, today she is leaving after giving grapes. Going, no fear.
Yeah. So what I'm picking up is maybe Bap Saman is stages, right? Like, so initially, as we said, we pick virtues.
Yeah.
Like Baba always sees virtues in us. And of course, then we spread the fragrance of those virtues. And then at the end, like you're saying, we become like completely incorporeal. So it's not just one, it's a process, that's what I mean. It's a process, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a destination, but it's also a process. It's not I wake up one day and I say, okay, I'm Bap Saman. because we also saw, you know, Brahma Baba's progress. And do you know that Brahma Baba used to send trance messengers? And in the beginning, you know, in the 30s and 40s, he used to send trance messengers up. And they used to say, oh, there's an old man sitting up there. But they never equated that to Brahma Baba. They just thought there's an old man. And then, you know, late 40s, 50s, they said, oh, he looks a bit like you. Because as Brahma Baba's stage, you know, became equal to that, Farishta stage, angelic stage. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on that? It's a process and...
it's true that not that one day... After 2 years, I am Bap Saman.
Yeah.
You know? So it is really during the day, you know, I am experiencing that unlimitedness, that big heart, udar heart, you know, unlimited.
Generous
nothing
heart.
Is attracting me, affecting me, you know, keeping me busy in something. You know, like Baba incorporeal, you know, the whole world is running under him. So detached.
So above and beyond.
Above. It's amazing power of Baba.
That
whole world is being run so well. Baba understands how it is going to be. He understands the future, present, past. But he doesn't get caught up. He doesn't get affected during the day.
So how can we do that? Because this is another thing that comes up
the
for everyone.
The process.
Well, how to stay beyond? We say it, but how to practically do it?
But one thing is that, you know, when we had this video on Baba, they showed us on 1st October when we started this topic, the Bap Saman Destination Journey, they showed 5 minutes video about Brahma Baba and Dadi Chandramani and Dadi Janki, all Dadis. The method everyone applied is only two. Murli and yoga. No matter whatever work they were doing, and you see Brahma Baba's picture having this quilt here writing, then they showed Dadi Janki without, before eating breakfast, reading Murli. Then, you know, I have experience being with Dadis. You know, I used to live in Pandavan with Dadis. One day
in
I went
Delhi.
To Dadi, no, in Pandavan, Madhuban. I was
oh,
there
Pandavan,
for a few
Madhuban.
Months here in this.
Okay.
And then one day I went to Dadi Gulzar, 10:30. After eating breakfast, I said I should go because Dadi Gulzar is my mentor, you know, from childhood, sustaining my spiritual journey. So I went. Dadi is reading Murli, alone. And so then I went to Dadi Chandramani. She's also reading her Murli. I said, wow, this is a process.
And
you
also
know?
Dadi Kumarka
Dadi
used to
Kumarka,
read Murli before going to bed.
Yeah. So Murli and yoga is the only two, the principle the which we have to apply in our life to get into that destination of Bap Saman. Because so many things happen during the day, influences come. But we can see in many, many experiences I have with Dadi Gulzar, seeing, you know, so many variety souls coming, and someone was talking to her 2 hours, and Dadi, so like mind is beyond. There is no change, no vibration change. Acha. You leave this letter here, some issues, problem. Acha. We will check with Baba. 3 sentences. That's it. Look at the stage. That is called, to me, you know, Bap Saman. As an observer, listening, understanding, not getting involved, and then giving solution.
Nice. Yeah.
Many stories like that with Dadi Gulzar.
Brother Bill, you want to comment on process?
Yes. I would like to add something to this reflection. Because I remember a conversation with some brothers years ago, and we were talking about what do we want to become, and we didn't think so much about becoming Bap Saman, but becoming your real self, becoming completely authentic and connected with your true uniqueness. So I was thinking, how does this fit with Bap Saman? Because sometimes it may seem that Baba wants us to become something different than what we are, and it is not like that. We know that in this process it is to keep your uniqueness, because Baba reminds us about our speciality. Each one of us has a different speciality, and at the same time absorbing what was said before, this stage, this powerful stage of the Father, of being the observer, being Trikaldashi, being an humble instrument, and more specialities of Baba, no? So both things, I think, go together. I don't know if you have thought about this, no? There's something unique in the soul. I was thinking, for instance, in the Dadis, no? You know all the Dadis. Well, maybe some of you who are newer, maybe you didn't meet Dadi Kumarka. But when you see the Dadis, Dadi Janki, Dadi Kumarka, Dadi Gulzar, we can say they are Bap Saman. The three are Bap Saman. And we all see that the three are so different. So there's something interesting to reflect on this.
Yeah, right? I agree that Bap Saman doesn't mean we become clones.
Exactly.
Like, equal does not mean we're all the same. We have our individuality, like as you mentioned, the Dadis. But I think it's the stage of perfection where we are like God. We can never be God, but we are like God. And lately, really, one of my journeys, experiments, has and practice has been about vibration. I think it's now time. What does incorporeal mean? Incorporeal means to vibrate on the incorporeal level. Before, we were following Brahma Baba, right? Sakar, and trying to be the perfect Brahmin in action, word, everything. But now, I think we have to vibrate on that incorporeal level. I think that, to me, is Bap Saman. It's another level of effort, as we're saying, to go up and beyond.
Yeah, that's right. Because as Baba says, the method of service is different now. The souls have no time to even understand. But the vibrations you give, they will experience Baba's vibration, because we are very few Brahmins in this world, and direct service we are doing, but Baba is doing 99% work through also different way, you know. And one thing I must tell you, that this one day my mind was in the past, and I went to Dadi. I said, Dadi, someone is suppressing me, you know. Dadi said, when this event happened? I said, 2 years ago. She said, 2 years ago, and you are remembering? I said, yes, I am remembering. So when you remember, you yourself is suppressing yourself, you know. But at this time, you don't remember that. This minute, Shiv Baba, if you remember Shiv Baba, Shiv Baba will give you this minute experience of super sensuous joy, happiness. And then The soul who needs this experience, Baba will touch that soul to go to you. And you will come to know, oh, how come this soul came? Baba understands you are ready to serve. Mm. You are not caught up into that. Because Baba himself cannot go everywhere. And we all are Brahmin, direct creation of God, you know. So Baba uses us. So become free from the past. And then you can become the instrument of Shiv Baba to serve the souls who are in front of you. You also experience that happiness. That's what Baba is about, happiness, isn't it? Shiv Baba, not just point of light, Baba is a being, you know, one who has all this prakampan, you know, vibration we call it, and full of that energy. And it is present 24 hours a day now, this. You know, and to experience that and give experience.
Can we go back to that earlier point? Because we didn't elaborate of samana, to merge. What is that experience? Because what I mean is, this, as you're saying, as I become so in love with Baba, like what does it mean to be in love with someone? Basically, you're into each other. You know, you're thinking about that one. You love what they love, etc. So what does the samana in our spiritual terms mean, to merge with Baba?
I guess it's also, it's like the lovers, no? You absorb so much of the other soul. So you become very colored, very, very in tune. And this reminds me of the meaning of yoga. In fact, yoga is to absorb God's sanskars in us, no? Is to become completely in tune with,
yeah, hold like this.
Completely in tune with God's sanskars. So this is somehow my understanding.
To me, Lokik Bhakti, people say that they merge in God, means mukti. Isn't it? In the Lokik world in India, they say we are merging in God, means freedom from all bondages. No bondages of the body, relationship of this world, merged. You know, just jyoti, become one jyoti. But when we are bringing our thoughts and experiencing that level of stage, we call it samadhi or merge, is to really totally away from even the vibrations of gravity of this world. You know, totally the wavelengths are different. Like Baba, you know, very
and also
pure.
Samadhan means finished.
Finished, yeah.
So samadhan means finished everything, and then you can be in samadhi, which is that deep, as we say, endeavor, spiritual tapasya.
Because when just a few weeks ago, we were in Pune, and one of the famous popular scientists of India, Vijay Bhatkar, we met, and he said he is a scientist. He writes many books, many experiments. So from Japan, one Emoto successor came here, so she gave in Pune few lectures on this water and flowers, you know, I love you or whatever, positive
thank
thoughts.
Thank you, I love
yeah.
you.
So after that we went to meet him. He said, one day I want all the BKs to sit in meditation, go into that stage of samana, in God's remembrance, total samadhi. And he said, those wavelengths through the machine, we will get it, then we will experiment on that. And we want to show to the world God exists. Because otherwise, some Buddhists and those who don't believe in God. And so 20 years ago, he did that. He said that he went to Buddhist, you know those Buddhist monk, they did on them this experiment. He said, I want BKs. So he was here a few days ago on 8th February. So they are trying to buy a machine. So which can, you know, measure our vibration. So which level of vibration. So few months ago, I think here in this hall or Diamond Hall, So one brother, he has a machine from Spark Wing, and all BKs were sitting in yoga for International Day of Yoga. Once a month we do meditation. So on that day, so many Brahmins, same wavelength, they really reach that tarange, you know, taranga, that vibration, that quality of Baba's vibration. Everyone's mind was caught. So his machine showed.
Mm.
Yeah, they do sometimes here experiment with our thoughts. That is not physical merging, isn't it? It's not a physical merging. It is just, this is a merging.
Yeah.
You know?
So this remembrance is remembering, reconnecting, remerging. So I think another way of saying remembrance is just to be in love, isn't it? Just be in love with Baba, and the remembrance is so natural. Yeah.
But then all the titles that Baba gives us, different titles to experiment at Amrit Vela, in fact are like his characteristics. For instance, when he gives us this title of, Brother Surya uses a lot, now this Master Almighty Authority.
Mm.
So who is Baba? Baba is the Almighty. So he wants us to merge in that experience of having all powers and being completely full with all powers and being able to use those powers, not just in meditation, but really when there is some situation, someone comes, for instance, imagine, no, to shout at you, just to be able to be able, as you were saying, to observe, detach, and tolerate peacefully, and then we can check really in the practical situations if we are, as you were saying, the process, if we are becoming Bab Saman, and sometimes, okay, you see the difference, because it's really a very, very powerful stage in which, as you were saying, you are not affected by situations. And I think it's important to find indicators for, because otherwise it can be a little bit your own mind. Maybe you think you are coming close, but there are specific aspects that show you in the process where you are, if you are close.
One sister, she was traveling from Mount Abu to down Shantivan, but they were going some service, 4 a.m., so early, dark on the road. And some people on the way, on the road came to, you know, show gun or something. And this sister, they were all sitting in the seat. She experimented with this, you know. She understood these people. So I am Master Powerful Soul and I am sitting with Baba. And I give this spiritual rays of power to this soul. When she is connecting, you know, away from the fear and any of this vibration, she told us, then he said, okay, go. You know, experiment. It's not just the mind thinking, but practical such situation, like Brahma Baba did. Someone came, you know, and then what did Brahma Baba do? He stayed in very, you know, positive, went to Baba. And then the other person is not looking at Brahma Baba. He transferred his thoughts, giving a vision of Guru Nanak at that time. Mama also faced, through Gyan Yoga, hard situations. We heard this once in Hapur. Mama was sitting on the third floor and 15 people came. They were fighting why Brahma Kumar is talking about celibacy, purity. So they all came to fight with Mama with the sticks, and they went, they said, where is your Mama? Where is your Mama? Said, Mama is on the third floor. They all went, and Mama is sitting in this powerful, master powerful stage, and the face shows, you know, shiny and vibration. And then they saw, oh, this is a goddess. And they put sticks here and they all bow down. Well, how it happened?
Yeah, you know, as you're speaking, I'm thinking that I think we spend a lot of time fighting with the vices rather than attracting more virtue. And I always share this, that we can make two types of effort. One is to push or the other is to pull.
Two?
Either to push or to pull. So we can waste our time trying to push the vices away, right? Trying not to be fearless and trying not to be angry and trying not to have ego. Or we simply pull the virtues into our life. And I think this is an aspect or the process of Bab Saman, which is just keep looking at Baba and seeing what he's like, or even Brahma Baba for that matter, and just keep absorbing the virtues. And let that just, you know, once I've absorbed those virtues, the vices will not have space. They won't have the space or the time to act, because now these sanskars are in the forefront. And that's what's being played out.
Another word would be, everything can be seen from different angles and perspectives. And I like what you have just said. And another way of seeing it could be like resonating at Baba's level of frequency. Because when you are resonating at that incorporeal, subtle, powerful level, then we are in that stage that is Bab Saman, because vibrations, Lokic vibrations or vibrations of souls that are not so positive, for instance, don't reach you. The thing is how to keep how to keep this this level of consciousness more constantly, because I noticed that in Abhyakt Murlis, the word that Baba always emphasizes, especially for double foreigners, is sada, no? Sada means constantly,
sada.
No? It's constantly. I think that's the that's the difficulty, no? To to be constantly in an elevated stage. That's not so easy, at least.
Let's say this word, because you know, the pull. Either mind can be pulled by negativity or mind can be pulled by positivity. So when I am experiencing soul conscious, then it can go there to Baba. And when I am even little body conscious, so it will be pulled towards negativity, you know. So that is the method and the effort, you know. The method is to be aware of my strength, my power, you know, inner power, which Baba has reminded us what you are, isn't it? Because we forget what am I. That's where I get pulled by other things. So there is a one word we use in Hindi, we call simriti. And that is, in English we are translating consciousness, right?
Awareness.
Awareness. The other is called simran. Just thinking about it. Like in Sikh religion, when they think about God or they have a scripture, very beautiful words, you know, they are simran. Their mind can go into the level of only thinking. And they experience intoxication, happiness that time. Because mind is away from many things. But in our Raj Yoga, which is the highest kind of yoga in the world, which Baba taught us, to remain in this simriti. And the simriti is only one. Who am I? You know? I mean, recognizing the power which we have not recognized 2,500 years. Baba has just told us that that's what you are. You know, soul power.
Actually, on this point, I'd like to read again, because it's very appropriate. So Baba's talking about tattvam. Tattvam means you are the same. Right? So this time Bap Dada has simply come to see all of you. Bap Dada has obeyed the instructions of you masters and has come to meet you. He cannot say no to all of you masters. Therefore, because Baba has made the lesson of yes, my Lord, very firm, Baba has come. You have to do the same. From the beginning, Bap Dada blessed you with tattvam. Right? Same applies to you, tattvam. You have been blessed with tattvam in your mind and in your form. So same mind like Baba, same form like Baba. You have been blessed with tattvam in your dharma, your religion, and your karma, your actions and behavior. So those who have received these blessings experience themselves to be constantly close and equal to Baba. And then skipping few lines. You will not have to labor to imbibe virtues and powers, but they will automatically decorate your swing of this meeting, in which you and the Father become equal and merge. The basis of constantly swinging in such a swing is the one expression, Bap Saman. So just this aspect, even like, you know, Baba telling us that you are the same. Like, you know, imagine a father telling a child that you are the heir, or you are the master of this business or this empire, or you are the next king. I mean, just every day hearing that, you are the same, you are the same. I think that also adds to our self-respect, courage, determination. So this is something we have to remind ourselves, that I am also that. So this actually brings us on to the next topic of self-respect and Saman, Bap Saman. So it's Swaman and Bap Saman. So in order to be Bap Saman, I have to elevate my sense of self. I can't be like Baba if I'm still down here, as Baba says, playing with the stones. I have to be playing with the diamonds. So anything on this aspect of self-respect and Bap Saman?
Yeah, this is the basis of everything, self-respect, which Baba has given to the soul. That's what I was thinking, that one of the self-respect from the second day course when we get is our divine birth. I am a soul, then whose child I am? Baba's child. And when I realize and recognize, and then I am his child, Brahmin. Brahmin is not a simple, easy word. It has a very beautiful meaning. It has very auspicious meaning, auspicious vibration. To be a Brahmin is a great fortune, you know. And it is like a so purest vibration the soul is filled with, that is a Brahmin. Very kalyankari, you know. The consciousness is to bring benefit to anyone. Even someone has done anything damage to me, still I am Brahmin, to give that love and respect to that.
But for that, the heart has to be clean, the mind has to be clean.
Yes, that's why the self-respect is important. Then only those thoughts will generate.
And I think here we see again this word process, because what I notice in my Brahmin life, and I see also for many, is that it doesn't matter how many times you repeat, I am a worthy soul, I am like Baba, there's something sometimes blocking the experience. And this is where I feel also we need to have patience and keep practicing, keep experimenting. The basis is faith, no? We have the faith that Baba tells us this, and we are this. But sometimes we are moving towards that, but even by thinking a lot, you don't get the full experience. It's something that is coming.
So I have to believe in it.
Exactly.
Actually, there's a story. Can I just share a story, which I think is really nice, and I've been sharing it lately. And the story is, there was a man walking on a tightrope. You know, tightrope? From one end, let's say one end of the cliff to the other end. There's one cliff and another cliff, and down here is a big hole, okay? And so he's walking with his son on his shoulders across this tightrope, okay? And everybody's down below cheering him, and they're saying, yes, yes, it's great, you know, you can do it, you can do it. And he gets across to the other side, and everybody cheers. And so he shouts, and he says, so you believe I can do it again now? And they said, yes, yes, we believe you can do it again. So then he says, well, who wants to come on my shoulders? You understand? And of course, nobody. Right? So the point is that you can believe, but not trust. And I think this is where we are at sometimes with Baba, that we believe, but we don't trust that we can become that. And I think that's a really important point to drill home today, that Bap Saman is possible, otherwise Baba wouldn't be teaching us something that was not possible. So we can become masters like Baba or like Bab Dada, but we've got to really trust and not just believe. We believe because we hear the knowledge, but we've got to trust, and the trust only comes from our own experience, which is, as we're saying, when I bring it into my life every day, every moment, then I begin to trust. You know, like if, for example, trust, like you know we're going to be on time because you know we've been on time, because we've set that record. But if somebody's always coming late, so then you don't trust because they haven't proven it yet. So what I'm saying is trust is in action. Once I do it, I can trust in it. Anything on that? Any comments?
No,
believing, trusting.
Very deep, no? Trust that, yeah, I can trust myself, I can do it. By doing, then I get the trust experience.
Yeah, and I just feel confident. That's the other thing about self-respect, I think, that we begin to feel confident that I can walk on this path, because actually many have left because they feel it's such a high aim. They think what we are trying to strive for is a very tall order and it's not possible. But I think if we can have the feeling of it through yoga, even if it's minute, you know, subtle experiences of it, every time, not every time even, but even once a day, Amrit Vela at night, whatever. But just this feeling of just being with Baba and wanting to be like him, and I think it's that taste that will want us to have more and more and longer and longer.
And yet, together with what you're saying, which is I agree completely, but also what we have been in the NCC retreat, we have been sharing these days about self-compassion, in the sense also, let's be kind and patient and okay, I do my best and there are things still that don't work as I would like, but let's enjoy the process also. I think that's important, because otherwise Bab Saman is very very powerful.
And then also let's talk about how to be with others, you know, because Baba is, as you said, compassionate with us. Baba knows our weaknesses, but he won't. Even Mohini Ben was saying this morning, she was saying that you know, you can tell somebody, you know, you're not a very honest person. And that can be the truth. You're not a very honest person. But is that going to help in the relationship? Is that going to make the relationship stronger? And so we don't highlight people's weaknesses. So let's talk about practically in our really let's start with Brahmin relationships first, and then it will happen with Lokiks. But what does it mean how to behave with others in a Bab Saman state?
To me, coming in connection with the soul, there are two things I must understand, bhav and bhavana, intention and the feelings of the soul. So when intention is to really benefit to the soul, to every soul, that is my intention, and give with that feelings to the soul. But the souls who are no matter what, I still understand their intention and feeling, still I keep my level of respect and love, you know. And then the third one is to continue to increase enthusiasm and courage in the soul. Speak such positive words which can give enthusiasm and zeal to the soul. But to achieve all these three, I need to again go back to soul conscious stage, you know, to understand the intention and the feelings, bhav and bhavana.
So another aspect, when I observe Bab Dada, how he treats us all with absolute respect and love. And we are so different in such a variety of sanskaras, so this complete acceptance of his children as they are, in the sense of being Bab Saman, means also in my daily interaction with other souls, whether from the spiritual family or Lokik, at a Lokik level, having this deep acceptance of each one's part and each one's sanskars. And I think that's a very, very deep effort, really, to move with everyone in a harmonious way, yeah? And yes, to accept everyone as they are.
Actually, Brother Bill, I'd like you to share your experience of, because they work in a team. It's called the NC team.
Teamwork.
Well, gel, whatever, harmoniously. So you work very well. You get on with each other. There's a lot of love and respect. How do you make it? How do you make it work?
As the word you used before, it's a process. It's a process because we have been many years, and we like how would I say. We smooth
learned.
All this. We learn how to move and interact together. But I think the key is this aspect of complete acceptance and respect, even though we are very, very different, and put the priority in to keep that atmosphere of respect above the specific topics or decisions. The main thing is that first of all we accept each other and we respect each other properly, and then we can deal with the issues or situations.
I think maturity helps, right? And
yes.
Sudesh Ben often gives this example that it's only the fragrant flower, I mean, it's only the bloomed flower that spreads the fragrance. The bud doesn't spread the fragrance. So I think because you've all matured, right, with time, with each other, that then you're able to just share a fragrance.
But I would say also that teamwork, working in a team, also helps maturing. It's both ways, no?
Yeah.
Because it's something that you, if we need to move as a team in an effective way, I mean, and work, a team that is functional, we need each member of the team has to work on himself, herself, internally, because many things you will need to smooth in yourself or to develop in order for this to be successful.
Well, the external is because of the internal.
Exactly.
There's the external conflict because I have conflict with myself. So, yeah, once I figure that out, yeah. Rajni Ben, anything about harmony in relationships with your peers?
So. That is the thing, respect, that what I learned also from Dadis, you know. So, different opinion, different thoughts, but not to lose respect. And if this time my idea is not accepted, not to push and not to argue, not to force, otherwise relationship breaks. To keep away from these three and just...
What are the three?
That I learned practical experiences being with Dadis. That if you have a good idea and you are presenting, and the other person, you just see the gesture,
mind.
And they are at that time not, you know, wanting to do. Gesture shows, you know, that they are not doing. So I don't need to push my idea or force or argue with it, because there's only 3 minutes we are meeting, talking about something to do, and it has to be filled with godly love. The experience of love and respect and happiness. And not to push, not to force, not to argue about it. Not to argue, because
I think it
will
was
break.
Yesterday, Murli, it was yesterday, or when Baba said that you don't need to argue so much. I think
yesterday.
That's a very deep effort.
Because godly love in relationship is more important than this idea, my idea, at this time, she should agree with it. Then just wait. Then the same person, we notice, next day, within 24 hours, they will call you, yeah, I like the idea, let's do it. You know? But at that time, if I start to push
yeah.
and argue. I did not experience super senseless joy being with each other 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, and my heart also the feelings change. Why this person is disrespecting me, you know? I can go into that kind of thinking. So that's what I...
Well, there's an expression, right? Do you want to be right or do you want to have peace of mind? You see? So better to have peace of mind than to be right. Okay, we have a few more minutes. Let me just read the last one. The atmosphere has been made alokic by the vibrations of Father Brahma and the special children. In the same way, wherever you children live and wherever you work, others should experience the virtues, the deeds, and the atmosphere of the elevated attitude of each of you children to be equal to the fathers. This is what Bap Dada refers to as becoming equal to the father, Bap Saman. Up to now you have been thinking about becoming equal to the father, but let that thought now be visible on your face and in your behavior. Let the sound emerge from the heart of anyone who comes into connection and relationship with you, that you souls are equal to the Father. So that's a really elevated, you know, stage to aim for. That, and it's not even about physical looks. You go beyond that. You know, people will not see your physical body, but they will feel. And this is the point, isn't it? People don't remember what you say, but they remember how you made them feel. And even if I look back at all the classes, you know, that I've listened to from the dadis, what do I remember? Nothing. But it's the way they make you feel. They make you feel elevated. They make you feel nice. They make you feel loved. So I think this is something that we need to... That's what Baba does, right? Even all the murlis, we don't remember all the points. But we know the feeling we're left with when we've heard the murli in the morning and we go. So any last words, any last comments?
No, this takes us, what you're saying is, to this expression that Baba says that at the end we have to give visions, but to give visions is also a way to say you have to give the experience to souls. And maybe this is what we were sharing at the beginning, that service is changing, the atmosphere is changing, and there is not so much time, also souls don't have much time, or even the intellects, I don't know in your places, but I notice the intellects of the souls are, it's more difficult for them sometimes to grasp these spiritual concepts. So I notice that silence and the experience is what souls really need at this time in the cycle.
Yeah, that's it. To be constantly in the aura of that vibration of Baba, of pure vibration, purity, really bringing that, being in that garb, in that aura, wherever we go, that is our protection and also helping souls to be free from fear and coming into that garb of protection.
So we can take a few questions. So anybody who wants, just maybe come to the front. And in the meantime, I'll just share that, you know, we had Brother Charlie just now in Kuwait, and there was about 3 people that had visions of him in their outside of the center. And one sister kind of even broke down in class and had a very powerful experience. So I was talking to Brother Charlie here, because I wasn't in Kuwait those days. And so he was explaining his level of effort. And he's making that level of effort of, yes, just, you know, trying to be in remembrance every moment and trying to send vibrations. So really, wherever we put our attention, it works. He's not putting the attention to give visions, he's putting attention to be the powerful radiator, and people are automatically picking that up. So nothing goes to waste, really. Whatever little effort you make, it does have impact on others automatically, because you're overflowing. Okay, anybody has any questions for the panelists? All good? All happy? Are you all enjoying Madhuban? Yes?
One question.
Yes, please. There's the mic. Where are you from?
Thanks.
Your name?
I'm Marie-José Longchamp from Congo, RDC, and living in Switzerland. I meet you in Schönried. We make a retreat with Luca and everybody.
Okay.
And I'm younger in this knowledge, and I'm like, my English is so small. I'm so sorry
You're doing great.
And just to know how to think, to have a remembrance, the souvenir of God, of Baba. Because somebody asked me how to remember Baba, the quality of Baba, the relationship. But there is another way to think to Baba, to remember Baba, this souvenir.
Souvenir,
it's a remember. Remembering, souvenir, yes.
It's a French, right?
Yes, it's a French. Mm. How to remember Baba.
So your question is how to remember
Baba.
Baba.
Yes,
okay.
Please.
So would both of you like to answer?
Remember Baba, so easy. Because really to remember Baba, definitely the three things are necessary, you know. When I came to Gyan, this is what Dadi Gozar taught me. How to remember Baba? When I sit in meditation, first detach yourself. She told me, detach from, through the mind, consciously detach from people, what you are thinking about people or any food, whatever, you know this word, detach yourself. And then you connect with Baba, you know, and have conversation with Baba. And then you go to Paramdham to experience Baba. This is Dadi Gulzar taught me. And then once I was in Oxford, and one day I asked Dadi Janki, you know, you are enjoying yoga? I said, yeah, I am self-sovereign. I said, Dadi, what do you mean self-sovereign? She says, in yoga, if your mind is thinking about sanskars of others, if you are thinking about the behaviors of others, if you are thinking about the intellects of others, you are not self-sovereign. Someone is already ruling your mind. So be free from these three, she said, is yoga. That's what a beautiful way, no?
Very nice.
Oh, yeah, it is going.
Yeah. Brother Bill, remember?
And sometimes, to make it very, very easy, just to remember what Baba reminds us all the time, to think my Baba, and to bring my Baba.
Mm.
Just that feeling of closeness, that it's not that Baba is there and I have to somehow reach there, doing some special effort.
Travel so far.
It's my Baba.
Yeah.
And I think this brings me a very nice feeling of closeness, and of course detachment, soul consciousness, and all of those things.
One more thing, I learned this little things from Dadi Gulzar. Once we were in Hong Kong, and someone said, Dadi, how I can make effort, what effort should I make? And Dadi said, just every hour you say Shukriya Baba.
That's
so
good.
Beautiful.
That's nice.
Shukriya.
Just today.
Thank you.
Yeah. But there is a deep meaning behind. What is Shukriya? Why it is coming from your heart, this gratitude to Baba? Why? Baba, you are making effort on me to continue to belong to you. That's why I am saying Shukriya. There are millions of things in this world can take me away from you, Baba. But you are the one who is keeping
holding on to me.
Yeah, connecting, always making sure I am with you. Therefore, I say from my heart, say,
Shukriya.
Shukriya Baba. Those feelings, that is Baba's effort on me. Thank you, Baba. Shukriya Baba. That is his remembrance.
So beautiful feeling. No?
So good note to end on. Thank you, Baba. Thank you, panelists. Thank you to all of you for listening and being open. And now we'll have meditation, right? Sister? Yeah? Yeah. So we'll just set the chairs and let's have powerful remembrance. And really in the remembrance, let us try to experience this Bab Saman stage that we've been talking about. So it's not just words, but it's feelings, it's experience. Okay? Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Yeah, so I'll just share a commentary for a few minutes. Lights. Red light kar denge. So let us begin by sitting on Baba's heart throne. Such a comfortable place. Such a safe place. And I feel so loved, so cared for. So protected. Nothing can touch me when I'm in Baba's heart. Not even Maya. Baba, you're the one that I live for. You have chosen me out of multi-millions for your special task. I love being your right hand. I love working with you. Whenever I go wrong, you put everything right. And that makes me so confident. That makes me want to try again and again. And Baba, I want to become this light worker like you. I want to work with light and energy and vibration. And Baba pulls me up. completely away from the pull of this world, from the pull of gravity. And I'm feeling completely light in my mind, absolutely carefree. Nothing to worry about. And drama too will take care of everything. All I do is sit here with Baba. Playing with light. Like a master teaching his apprentice. Baba is teaching me how to play with light. Create very powerful thoughts, pure thoughts for myself and for all those around me. And that is the way to send light. Every thought is a light, and every pure thought is intense light. And then Baba says, become the light form. And in an instant, my body becomes light. Just like a light coming from inside out. Something that's illuminated from inside. And I begin to radiate. And for this, I just have to be. Just be in my virtue. Just be pure. Just be kind. Just be love. Just be, not want, not to try and do. Just be the embodiment. Don't try and love. Just love, just be. This is the light form. And then finally Baba pulls me to the soul world. And here there is absolute stillness. Absolute silence. and just Baba and me. And again, I feel so, so valued. I feel so grateful that Baba has chosen me as his student. And just seeing Baba as a soul, just beaming that light, that's all I want to do, just beam that light. Together in the soul world, like God, just spreading that light. Touching hearts, touching minds, giving people hope. And so now we are standing beside Baba. I, the soul, beside Baba, equal to Baba. And I have become an air soul. Inherited all the powers, all the techniques, all the mastery from Baba. And now I just shine. Just be and shine.